There are lots of new TV shows premiering these days, but TV critic David Bianculli finds he's been most looking forward to new episodes of old favorites, such as HBO's The Larry Sanders Show, which ended its season last night, and Fox's The Simpsons, which begins its fifth season tonight.
What I love about these two shows in particular is how dense they are. Not dense stupid, dense rich. They're so loaded with pop culture references, anyone who watches Larry Sanders or The Simpsons is inundated with in-jokes. To get all the jokes, you're expected to be an amateur expert in all aspects of show business. And these days, most of us are. In tonight's season premiere of The Simpsons, the pace is set in the first few seconds, in the credit sequence where Bart always writes a different sentence on the detention room blackboard. This time he writes, "I will never win an Emmy." And the episode itself is about Homer's barbershop quartet, a group whose rise and fall closely parallels that of the Beatles. It's the best Beatles spoof since the Ruttles. And if the phrase, "number nine, number nine," rings any bells, you'll be sure to appreciate The Simpsons version.
"And where's Barney?"
"Oh, he's with his new girlfriend, the Japanese conceptual artist."
"Barbershop is in danger of growing stale. I'm taking it to strange new places."
"Number eight? Number eight? Number eight? Number eight?"
Over on The Larry Sanders Show, Gary Shandling has taken his role as a fictional talk show host and become TV's best talk show host this side of David Letterman. And here, too, the more you know about pop culture, the more there is to savor. In one recent episode, Rip Torn and Jeffrey Tambor, who play Larry's producer and sidekick, discussed the previous night's guest host performance by Martin Mull. It's a conversation where the line between fiction and reality doesn't even exist anymore.
"What the hell did you say to Martin Mull last night?"
"Why?"
"Well, he quit. Because of you, I've got to scramble for a new guest host."
"Yeah, well, you see, I couldn't have seen that coming. And, you know, see, he was fine on that make-believe talk show, that Fernwood thing, but, you know, you put him in the genuine article and he locks you."
Last night on Larry Sanders, for the season finale, Sanders echoed a classic moment from talk show history by shocking his staff and his viewers with a surprise announcement.
"As many of you know, I've been in show business now for 20 years, which is a long and wonderful career. And what I'm trying to say is that this is the final Larry Sanders Show that you've watched tonight. And
even though this is just a fictional show, the effect was about as shocking as when Jack Parr walked off the real Tonight Show back in the early 60s. He returned after a brief stay away, and when Larry Sanders resumes in 1994, Sanders undoubtedly will too. Meanwhile, catch this cliffhanger, which will be repeated later this week on HBO, and then catch up with any reruns you may have missed. I think you'll agree that Larry Sanders, like The Simpsons, is way above par.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.